This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Childcare providers can now apply for extra funding to address the shortage of care for infants and toddlers. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Colorado providers can fill out a brief application to receive between $1,500 and $2,500 extra dollars. The money aims to expand initiatives to boost quality, such as coaching, training, and staff bonuses. More than half of Colorado residents live in a community where demand for infant toddler care exceeds supply. Costs for families are also extremely high. Infant care is nearly $17,000 a year. Care for toddlers is over $14,000. The deadline to apply for the grants is June 15th. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The leader of the Denver Police Civilian Oversight Board has been fired. Yesterday's announcement came hours after the executive director, Niecy Murray, held a press conference where she alleged that city leaders were pushing to loosen hiring standards for police and firefighters. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports.
Mayor Mike Johnson set ambitious hiring goals for new police officers as part of his public safety efforts. Recruiting for those roles is overseen by an independent civilian oversight board. But the head of that board says city leadership is interfering with recruitment and pushing her to admit unqualified applicants to police and fire academies. On Tuesday, the head of public safety denied those claims and said Denver only admits qualified applicants.
That's Denverite's Rebecca Tauber. A former attorney for former President Donald Trump will be barred from practicing law in Colorado for 3 years. The ban comes after Jenna Ellis pleaded guilty to a felony charge for trying to overturn Trump's 2020 loss in Georgia. Ellis had already been censured by Colorado legal officials for her false statements about that election. On Tuesday, a state disciplinary judge approved a new settlement between Ellis and Colorado legal authorities over her recent plea. After some intense flooding in Greeley last night, crews are still working to clean up damage. The city's asking folks to stay clear of downtown Greeley. This is CPR News.